And that's a great record if you haven't heard it. We've played it many times. Before that, we heard a track from the album proper, Bad Girl, from the original 73 release. And then we started off with a different version of the song Trash.
Mm-hmm. That was done by guitarist Sylvain Sylvain for his solo record, Sleep Baby Doll. At this point of the original Dolls, the only one left living, I have to say, is David Johansen. All the rest have unfortunately left us. And, you know, it's very sobering to think about that. And yet, as much as that could be a saddening thought, just thinking about all the joy and energy and life this album has to offer just gives a sort of eternal hope for me. Even though there is a lot of themes about alienation going on this album, I think the way that the band is able to take these darker ideas and make something creative and make something generative out of it is just an inspiration. And no wonder it would go on to inspire a number of punk and new wave groups. I mean, just to name a few, REM, the Ramones, Sex Pistols, the Smiths, the Damned. You know, a lot of these groups would not sound the way they did or even form if it were not for the influence of the New York Dolls.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a pioneering proto-punk album, which paved the way for a lot of music that was to come and really did help shape where rock and roll was going to go, at least from the underground. And yeah, that was the album. If you haven't heard the album proper in full, you should definitely rectify that by listening to it all. And hopefully you enjoyed what we did with the album there this week. But we're going to continue next with a set of tracks. We're going to try and double up here by music from By Divine Right, Shotgun Jimmy, and Ron Leary. This is a show that's actually going to be taking place this coming Wednesday, July 26th, here in Windsor at the Chelsea Underground. And highly recommend that you go see this show. By Divine Right and Shotgun Jimmy are amazing. And of course, Ron Leary is always great, and he will be opening up the show. So we're going to play some music from these bands. Let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM, and this is music from By Divine Right from 2014's Organized Accidents. We're going to hear Mutant Message.
Explore.
You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. And we ended off that set with some music from a show that's going to be coming up next week on Wednesday, the 26th, here in Windsor, featuring Ron Leary, Shotgun Jimmy, and By Divine Right.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know, they'll be performing on the 26th in the Windsor Chelsea Underground.
Yes, and we heard a track ending off that set from Ron Leary's 2017 release, Tobacco Fields. We heard I Was Born. What a great album. You know, Ron usually does not disappoint. And I'm not sure when the last... He had a single out not too long ago, which we played. But I think before that there was... Oh, he put out a couple albums, I believe, in 2021 or 2020.
There were some releases after this, but, you know, Ron is someone who's been a fixture of the scene for a number of years, and, you know, for a reason. You know, he has a very... how should I say, empathetic songwriting style and wonderful cadence. And yeah, it's always great hearing from him. And if you haven't had a chance to check him out live, which if you're a Windsor resident, I don't know how you missed that, but yeah, definitely check him out. So we heard that track, I Was Born. Before that, we heard something from Shotgun Jimmy from Transistor Sister 2. That was a release from 2019. We heard Sappy Slogans. And then we had two tracks from By Divine Right preceding that.
Yeah, we heard actually... a demo Jose and By Divine Right put out not too long ago, earlier this year, the Automato demos. And these are the demos and a couple outtakes in demo form from the album Automato, which came out last year. And we heard a song that was not on the album called Supermoon, a demo. And then prior to that, we heard a track from 2014's Organized Accidents. We heard Mutant Message to start off that set. But we're not done.
What?
We're not done the show.
Well, holly, holly. Well, Dave, with that said, we should remind people that if they want to check out any information about the show, they can go to the website, revrock.blogspot.com, to get that information. As well, we do want to highlight that even though the show is just about done, CJAM programming's not over yet. Mark Hasbon is up next at 9 to bring you through your Saturday evenings. So that's going to be with the Cowboys and Indies program. And of course, if you liked what you heard on this episode, tune in next week for more. Same time, same frequency, 7 to 9, here on CJAM 99.1 FM. But as Dave promised, we are not done yet. In fact, I think I hear, is that the smell of some wonderful apits that I'm... you know, that sounded weird. It sounded a lot weirder coming out of my mouth than I thought it would, just envisioning in my head.
Not sure why you said that.
It's not Ape Pits, it's Ape Etz.
Okay, there's a band called The Ape Etz, and we're going to be playing a track from their new EP, which was recently released, called Simply. Yeah, that's how we got to that song.
Somehow.
And then we're also going to hear a brand new track from The Stools latest. This is a Detroit-based punk band. And they do oftentimes also back up Danny Crowe of the Gorries, and it's quite a different thing, more of a garage thing, but both are great. And they have a new album out called Are You Saved? And we're going to hear one of the very fast and aggressive songs from this release. It's just really cool. And if time, maybe we'll even squeeze in another track or two. We'll see how that goes. But we're going to get things started with a track from the Apets EP, as we mentioned, called Trampoline, to end off this edition, to start the end of this edition of Revolution Rock. And until next week, this is music from the Apets.